one of our great friends, one of the great footballers in the history of the game, Simon Madden, who, like so many who have gone through the Essendon Footy Club in the last 40 years, will have had a profound relationship, I suspect, with Doc Bruce Reid, who lost his battle with mesothelioma overnight and has passed away. And it'll be a heavy heart that I imagine the generally bubbly Simon Madden joins us with today. Simon, he's been struggling for a while, the Doc, and I think those close to him knew that this day was coming. But when it arrives, it's always with a bit of a thud, mate. Our condolences go out to you and everybody else at the Essendon Footy Club.
Well, thanks very much, boys. Yeah, appreciate that. It is one of those times. He'd been a couple of years ago diagnosed with that disease. I can't pronounce it still, unfortunately. And he got some treatment, which was really good. It was a bit innovative. It was a new treatment, and as well as radiology, and the cross of both of those actually helped really well. But of recent months, he's gone downhill a bit, and then we knew he was going down quicker. Last week, we knew it was getting worse, and then early this week, we knew it was sort of getting towards the end, which is sort of hard to take. I can remember it's a funny thing because he's so revered. But I remember when he got sick, I almost got angry. Well, I think I got angry because in your mind, you sort of go, hang on, that's not fair. We get sick. You're not the bloke who gets sick. You're the bloke who looks after us. And you sort of have to deal with this because he's sort of a bit bigger, not a bit bigger than life, just a big personality in life. And I think Bob would understand too that when you've got a doctor who looks after players, he starts to become part of your life because he looks after you, he looks after your partners, and then he looks after your kids. And all of a sudden, he becomes your family doctor. And then he does that for all the players and then the past players and then other people in the club. And I know Vince is where he's probably saved kids' lives because he's been rung outside of normal hours, whatever those are for a club doctor. I don't think there are any normal hours. And he says, do this, do that, and come here and I'll visit that and go to this hospital. So he just becomes an integral part of the club and an integral part of footballers' lives. So, just a great man. And he's been named a legend of the footy club, but he was a legend in our lives long before that. You know, he's just a great man, and it's funny, you have memories. Like I knew him when Job Watson, my son Josh, his son Woody, and Steve Denner, who were running around the rooms after games, kicking the footy together when they're 5 years old. You know, so it's just that becomes part of your life, you just know a person like that for so long. So it is very, 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 very sad day. But there are great memories. There are really, really great memories.
Simon, thanks for coming on the show today on what's a really difficult day for the Bombers clan. What sort of personality was Doc Reid like? In my life, it was always from a distance. When we'd play the Bombers, he was always arm in arm with our doctors, and the three of them would sort of potter around Eddie Had or Marvel Stadium, just sort of swapping jokes. But I never really got to spend much time with him. What was he like?
Mate, he's a very funny man, mate. He's, with football clubs, you take a go at each other all the time. And I suppose more so in the old days, you just really worked on a relationship of putting tish on each other. Well, he was right into that. You know, he wouldn't take any offence. He'd have a go. Yeah, I can remember one of my milestone games, I think, you know, he got up with a group of fellas with the guitars and they wrote a song, you know, putting tish on you. And I remember doing the same on him and groups of players. I can remember helping him write a song about Vanda when it was Vanda's milestone game. He was just one of those blokes who loved being part of the club and was the fabric of the club, didn't want to miss out on anything. A lot of doctors, the money you get for being at a footy club is less than the money you get your private practice to a certain extent. So and I've always said and really agreed that you don't spend 100% of your time at the footy club because then you don't get a real perspective of the medical world in real life. But he was just loved being at the footy club. So this balance of being at his Epworth clinic, and he had a great partner in Ian Reynolds, Rubber Reynolds, who both of those joined Essendon at the same time from Richmond when Sheets came over, and they were just, I mean, they're sensational people, and they just are the fabric of the footy club. So when you whether it was a player, a coach, a co-member, a supporter who's just been the fabric of the club, and they're just an integral part of it. It is a blow to the footy club. But as I said, you've got to balance that with, you know over the years that you get to meet some great people and you have great memories of that. And that's something that keeps you, you know, in the reality, I suppose, the reality check when it is such a sad day.
Simon, I get the sense, listening to you and having, you know, watched interactions between Doc Reid and Essendon players over a long period of time, that he was more than just a doctor, that he became, you know, a confidant or a shoulder to cry on or a friend. I get this sense that he was much more than that to so many people. Was that a reasonable observation?
No, that's exactly right, mate. You in a footy club, and especially with a personality like Bruce, you can't be just a doctor because he gives 100% plus more. So you're spending time, you're spending time in the medical room with him. Then you're spending time on the plane travelling interstate. Then you're spending time with him at club functions. Then you're spending time with him at the weekend barbecue. And then you're spending time just, gathering, especially past life, just gathering for a barbecue or a dinner, and then, sharing old stories. And so you do, he does. And I would, as I said, nearly 40 years, he's a friend and a doctor. But the friendship is, I think, becomes, in the end, the friendship becomes more important than the doctor stuff.
Did you ever get a sense for how knocked, and I definitely got a sense of this, that he was, knocked around by the trouble the club went through, 5 or 6 years ago?
He definitely took that personally, and I think, it's water under the bridge, but a whole lot of things were, published or said, and he always had and always would have the players' best interests at heart.
Yeah.
So when there was accusations towards him that he wasn't doing that, he actually really did take that to heart, because he just put the players first in every way, shape, or form in all his time, I can remember, just little things. I remember getting, a painkiller for during a game, and he just wouldn't shove it into you. He'd look at you and say, "Now, you really want this, do you?" Yeah. So he wasn't just the old, take a painkiller, run back out in the ground. You look at him now and go, "Now, you want this, do you? This is your decision. We're not pushing it." And you'd look at him. So he was all, I'd probably swear at him at some stage and go, "Just stop that. Give it to me. I'm going back out again." But he wanted to make sure that you were always looked after first. So that I think knocked him around a bit. And then he got over that, of course. And then he was as good as ever and strong as ever with the players and the club.
How would he have gone standing up to Sheeds when you have those inevitable tugs of war, Simon, over a player's availability, and the coach says he's ready to go and I need him this week, and the doc saying, no, well, I don't reckon he's... Because it was Sheeds who brought him over from Richmond. So how would he have gone tugs of war?
I reckon he would have won some. I reckon he would have lost some. But he would... And he was... I suppose that's the thing, too. He knew football. I think what the club knows and what the industry would know, he was probably the most experienced sports physician, if not football physician, in Australia. And it's that balance of all the knowledge, but all the experience in dealing with people. So he would, in the end, in the old days, where like 30 years ago, you might send somebody back on the ground if you've got a half a concussion. He would always be saying, "This bloke's right or this bloke's not right." And he wouldn't put his foot around and go, "Oh, Sheeds maybe," or this or that. And Sheeds would be, "Oh, I'm putting him back on." He'd be going, "No, you're not." So he would, he would have stood up for, again, he would have stood up for the player before anything else to make sure that they were being looked after. But I don't worry. We've all had our tussles with Sheeds over different things, and I'm sure Reedy would have had the doc would have had his too. That was one of the great. Maybe it's part of that era too. I don't know, but you could have an argument with. Because I know I had a couple, have an argument with the coach, and whether the coach, you disagreed, and so you disagreed, you got angry, then you got over it, moved on, and nobody took it personally. It was about just having hard conversations with each other, which is, what successful's all about. Successful football's all about.
Dan Cherney's written a story in The Age, Simon, before we let you go, saying that Doc Reid once had Sheeds arrested in London, and at another time took an impromptu swim at Hurdy's wedding. Does all of that strike you as being true to Bruce Reid?
Mate, I was in London when he got Sheeds arrested. It was magnificent. We were over there, and we were training. And I'm just trying to think it was the end of season game, and we were playing one of those games over in London. Of course it was, yeah. And we had to train in the park, and it was Hyde Park. And apparently, you're not allowed to have any sport, unorganised sport in Hyde Park. It was early in the morning, and so he'd put us out training, and Reedy had actually seen, and they actually have their own coppers in Hyde Park, the park police. And so he'd seen them away from, and he said, look, there's this bloke over there, he's from, he's a coach of Essendon, he's from this footy team in Australia, could you come and arrest him, please? So we're training, the coppers turned up, came over, saw Sheed, said, okay, sorry, you can't do this, and got him and put him in the back of the diffy van and drove off. And not all we did we save him? No, we all ran straight back to the hotel laughing and carrying on to say, you beauty, we got the morning off. Thanks, Reedy, we got the morning off training.
That's fantastic.
Hey, so that's what I said, you've got these, on a sad day, you've got these great memories.
Yeah, I reckon it says a bit about, the man and the father when, kids want to follow in the old man's footsteps. And I know that, at least one of Doc's kids has become a physician as well. And followed in.
Yeah.
So it says a bit about that.
Yeah, it's good. Yep. No, yeah, I said so. So it's mixed feelings, right? You're sad for the day, but you pause and you relive all these great moments. And unfortunately, because of COVID, it's just going to be a small funeral. The club will at the right time acknowledge him in the appropriate way. But if it was out of COVID, mate, the funeral would be huge. There'd be a lot of people there, thousands.
Simon. Hey, thanks for coming on and remembering him, mate. We appreciate you giving us some of your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much for making it important enough to talk about. It's really good for us to have him acknowledged publicly.
No, it's the least we can do. Simon Madden, one of the greats of the Essendon Footy Club, and spent half a lifetime with Bruce Reid, who will be with the Bombers no more, having tragically passed away. It's 17 minutes past 5.